Okay, today's daf is Gittin daf Pei Hei, as we are continuing here in the last week of Maseches Gittin, and we are by the two dots on Pei Dalet Amud Beis, in terms of Kasvu B'socho. So if you remember, the first Mishnah told us back on daf Pei Beis, that if someone writes a Shtar Gittin, and there is a T'nai, there is a problematic line in the get, and then it was erased, so then the get is still pasul. Kasvu B'socho, afal pisha chazar umachko pasul, even though he went and erased it afterwards, it is still pasul. That's what the Mishnah said. So, says Rav Safra, Amar Rav Safra, Kasvu B'socho T'nan. It is only if it is written in the get, do we say it is a problem. I'm sorry, we read this, we're just going to review. Did we read this yesterday? I'm not sure. Amar Rav Safra, Kasvu B'socho T'nan. So Pshita, so the Gemara says, isn't that obvious? It says Kasvu B'socho, so the Gemara says Kasvu B'socho T'nan. So the Gemara says, Ma'u D'tema Hani Mili La'achar HaTorif. You might have thought that this is only if it is after the Torif, the main part of the get, Ava Lefnei HaTorif, Afilu Al Penami Pasul. But if it's Lefnei HaTorif, before the main part, then even if it was just commanded, even if there was just a problem with the Tzivui HaBaal, so then it would also be Pasul, because the Baal gave the tzivui before the get was considered to be a full, complete get. Kamash Malan, no, if it's alpeh, then it could just be retracted, and as long as it is not written, it is okay. V'Rava Amar, lo shanu ela la'achar ha-Torah. Rava says, no, this is the issue in the Mishnah is only after the Torah. Avo lefnei ha-Torah, afilu alpeh nami pasul. And achinami, the havamina that we said earlier, if the Baal gives the tzivui with a problem in it, even though it's only alpeh, then, and the Torah has not been written yet, then it is pasul. V'yaz de Rava la'taymei, we did read this, diyamaluhu l'Rava lahanu dakas v'giti, this is what Rava used to tell the Sofrim, shtuku, shisku shtuku, shtuki labal ad chasvisu le latarif digita. Right? Don't say to talk to the Baal until after the get is written, after the tarif is written. That's what we said. The Shulchan Aruch and the Achronim mentioned that they don't get into conversations with the husband. They just want to do the get, don't run into any problems, and then everything could be smooth. Okay, so Tanur Rabbanan says the Gemara. Kol hatanoim poslim beget, divi Rebbe. Read this line, it sounds like an amazing line. Sounds like Rebbe argues on much of what we have said, but that is really a machlokas, whether this is really true. What is the simple understanding of Rebbe? All conditions possible in a get. Can't have any conditions in a get, Rebbe says. So what does that mean? Well, even before we see what it means, let's see what the Chachamim say. The Chachamim Omrim, no. Kol sheposel alpeh, posel b'ksav. Any t'nai that posels, if you would verbalize it, would posel if it is written. Posel b'ksav, v'chol she'eino posel alpeh, eino posel b'ksav. And any t'nai that wouldn't posel verbally, so then wouldn't posel b'ksav either. So for example, chutz sheposel alpeh, posel b'ksav. If you have chutz, which is a shiur baget, if you have somebody who leaves out mutaris lachol adam chutz miploni, so that would pasul balpes, that would also pasul b'ksav. Almanas, she'ino pasul alpeh, eino pasul b'ksav. But almanas, which would not pasul alpeh, because you can make any condition, as we said, at least according to one of the formulations of the, one of the versions of the machlokas in the Mishnah earlier, so that wouldn't pasul b'ksav, as we have said all along. So what exactly is Rebbe Shita that every T'nai pasuls? This is a machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban and other Rishonim. Rashi and the Ramban say, even if the T'naim are Mekuyam, right, you make a T'nai, and the T'nai is Mekuyam, still Rebbe says no T'naim. Rashi, Postlin Beget, Im Kasvo B'socho, if it is written in there, if there was a T'nai that's written in there, via filu niskayem ha-T'nai. Even if the T'nai is Mekuyam, the get is going to be puzzle. What about all the other conditions? So maybe a lot of the other conditions are verbal. Hareyat Mugurachasli if it rains. Hareyat Mugurachasli if you give me. So Rebbe seems to say that the get itself, the mechanism of the get, it is pure, it is pristine, it cannot have any T'nai written inside of it. And even if it's fulfilled, it is going to be a problem. That is Rebbe Shita, that is Rashi's view, and that's the Ramban's view. Tosus is very bothered. Tosus Ibn Maskel Kol, Pierce Bakutris, Shenachta Baget, Via Filu Niskaim Atnoim, V'ein Nirel Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Why? Why should that be? If I write a T'nai in the get and I fulfill the T'nai, what's the problem? Demashayach ligzor ba'almanas, shetidni limatayim zuz v'chayotzi bo, atu chutz. Ah, so now we're getting into what the svara is for Rebbe. Maybe Rebbe says, you can't write anything, atu it's a gzera. It's not a fundamental idea of, again, is pure pristine. It can't have anything in it. No. Because we know certain conditions are problematic, it represents a shiur, like chutz miploni. So we're going to aser, we're going to be gozer against all other conditions. But ask Tosis, why? What is almanas that she gives me 200 zuz have anything to do with leaving out a man? You want to tell me almanas you don't marry a man? That can be confused with chutz a certain man. Okay, I can understand that. That type of gzera. But almanas, a totally different tnai. I'm going to be gozer, mishum all tnaim. Tosfos finds that very difficult. Again, the mashayach ligzar, ba'amanasha tini limatayim zuz, the chayotze bo, if you have a totally different tnai, otu chutz, kibot she'ein shum shir, kamo bachutz, is a totally different type of tnai. V'lo hayashayach klal, bishar tnaim, ligzar otu chutz. Doesn't make sense. Im lo almanash alotinasi leploni greda. That's the only one that's connected, and it would make sense to make a gzera to that. To havi shiur, and then he says viod kashal Rabbeinu Yitzchak, and also the re Rabbeinu Yitzchak is bothered. To imkain afilu balpe nami nigzar atu chutz v'yipasal kol get sheish bo tnai afilu alpe afilu niskayim atnai. Right? Why is it Rebbe saying written is worse? Why should written be worse? According to your svara, your gozer, everything is gozer, up to a case of chutz, where there is a shiur in the get. It's not a full krisis. So what difference should it make whether it's written or whether it's verbalized? Right? You're just saying, we're always worried and confused. Ubisamach machshir abizera almanas acharat Torah afilu Rebbe. And we're going to have soon one of the Amoraim who's going to say that Rebbe matirs certain types of almanas. Afilu kasa besocha, meaning it's not across the board. So that's why Tosfos and other Rishonim give a different shot. Rebbe is not saying all Tanayim ruin the Gad even if they're fulfilled. No. V'nira l'ri, says Tosfos, dechal Tanayim, im niskayim u'afilu nechtavu b'gad kasher. All Tanayim, if they're written in the Gad and they are fulfilled, the Gad is kasher. That's not a problem. Kamo ba'pe, dosh lo shayach l'migzer atu chutz kidipi rashnu. V'hacha b'lo niskayim atanay ka'ama Rebbe deposlo b'gad. Here, where the tonight was not mekuyam. Then everybody agrees. What's the chiddush? Keep reading. Kishenechtavu umachkum de'enmo eles mechika bohem. Tosfos says, the issue is dafka when it is written. Why? Because it has to do with being erased. It's an expansion of what the Mishnah said. If you write a tonight in the get, and then you erase it, so then, if it is unfulfilled, so then it is ruins the get, even though you erased it. You might say, what do you mean? It's not a tonight anymore. That's the chiddush of Rebbe. Erasing does not help you. Okay, so now Tosfos says that's why we understand why Dafka writing, and the chiddush has to do with what the Mishnah said, that erasing a tanai and a get is not allowed. Again, as we've spoken about often, a get is a different type of document than others. It has a higher standard. There are different rules. We just mentioned a couple of days ago, Toch Kedei Dibur has a different rule by get than it has by other shtaros. Shtar Kinyan, because it's doing something much more major, and therefore it could have different rules in terms of what you're allowed to erase, what you're not allowed to erase, and even if something's erased, that's the Chiddush of Rebbe. So that's the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos here. What is the Chiddush of Rebbe? Is it a general Tanayim issue and we're gozer, or is it a specific issue regarding Get and the Mechika? So let's continue now. Amar Rebbe Zeira, second to last line. So now we're going to have a machlokas about this machlokas. We have a machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanan, and now we're going to have a machlokas. Exactly when did they argue? When is this issue when Rebbe says all written conditions are problematic, and the Chacham say no, whatever would be a problem verbally would be a problem written, etc. Amar Rebbe Zeira, machlokas lifnei atoref. The machlokas where Rebbe would aser almanas, and the Rabbanan would say it is okay, because almanas is okay. That whole machlokes is only lifnei hatoref. The Rebbe Savar Gazrinan almanas atu chutz. Rebbe says that we're gozer before you have the toref, before you have the ikar part of the get already stated. So we're going to be gozer if you have any type of shaky ground. So we're going to be gozer almanas, which is not a shiur really. Right, it's not leaving anything out. You have a full get, almanas something. So really, it should be a shiur. It should be a good get. But where it goes in that case, atu chutz, rabbanan savri lo gazrinan, almanas atu chutz. The rabbanan not goes there. Avala achara toref, divri akal kosher. But after the toref, then once you have a kosher get, divri akal kosher, then even Rebbe would agree that almanas does not ruin it. Umas Nisan, Diktani Kasavo, and our Mishnah, the last line of our Mishnah, back on Daf Pei Beis, which said, if it's written in it, it's a problem. Viyu Kimna Bachutz, and we said, according to one version, that the Machlokes in the Mishnah is about a case of Chutz, Aval Almanas lo Pasel. Almanas would not Pasel in the Mishnah. The Mishnah only Pasels Chutz, and Aval Almanas, Iba Yisem Alefnei HaTorah Rabbanan. That could work out before the Torah, and maybe our Mishnah is reflecting the Sheet of the Rabbanan, who we said, always matter according to Rav Zeira, even before the Torah. Vibayi seim le'achra Torah, v'divrei hakol. Or maybe the Mishnah is after the Torah, and therefore even Rebbe would agree according to Rabbi Zeira's version. Number one. V'rava amar, and Rava says no. Different version of this machlokes. V'rava amar machlokes le'achra Torah. Really, the machlokes is after the Torah. Why? The Rebbe Savar Gazirin Atu Lefnei HaTorah. Rebbe says, even there, we're go there for before the Torah, even though it's two steps. Beforehand is already a Gzeira, we'll get to, and this is a secondary. The Rabbanan Savri Lo Gazirin Atu Lefnei HaTorah. The Rabbanan say, no, we're not go there. Aval Lefnei HaTorah, Devri HaKol Pasol. If it's before the Torah, if the main part of the get is written, then everybody would agree that Almanas is a problem because we're going to get it confused with chutz. Umas nisa diktani kasvo viyukimna bachutz avo ba'almanas lo pasel. And in the Mishnah, which is we are medayik, the almanas would be okay. Ach, there's only one way to learn that. Achar haTorah for Rabbanan hi. Rebbe always pasels almanas, so the Mishnah must only be Rabbanan shita, and after the Torah when they are machshir. Tani, let's finish, and then we'll make another comment. Tani, avuad Rabbi Yavid, kamed Rabbi Zeira. The brisa that was said in front of Rabbi Zeira, who was the first opinion here, kasav get al tnai, divrei hakol pasel. If get is written al tnai, everybody agrees pasel. So Rabbi Zeira asked, divrei hakol pasel, va miflik pligi, that can't be. Must be a mistake, but it's not, there's a machlokas here about tnaim. So how could the brisa say divrei hakol? Ela ema, so Rabbi Zeira says there must be a mistake in the brisa. Ela ema divrei hakol kosher. Must have gotten the word wrong. It must be that everybody agrees tanaim are kosher. What type of tanaim? Vehechi dami lachar haTorah. Right, like I said Rabbi Zeira, lachar haTorah. Everybody agrees, even almanas is kosher. Why, asked the Gemara, did Rabbi Zeira knew there was a mistake in this brisa? So why did he say the mistake was pasul to kosher? Why didn't he say maybe the mistake is divrei hakol to Rabbanan? Velema hareze or Rebbe. Hareze pasul of a Rebbe. Right, if you say it's pasul, then it's Rebbe shita. Why did he change one element and not the other? Says the Gemara, Tana, divrei hakol asne. The Brisa says everybody agrees. To make a mistake in that is more challenging and less probable than the other mistake. Kasher apostle michlefle. Harei zeh b'divrei hakol lo michlefle. If you're coming and you're in a shir and you hear somebody, a Rebbe saying a shir, apostle, okay, maybe you heard wrong. Apostle, kasher, apostle, you weren't sure what he was saying. But if the Rebbe says, everybody agrees to this, it's hard to say that really you heard one opinion agreed to this. So that's why he changed the divrei, he changed the halacha, and he didn't change the divrei hakol. So what's the Ruach Machlokas between Rabbi Zeira and Rava? So we alluded to it, but Tosfos says on top, Rabbi Zeira holds the principle of Ein Gozrin Gzeira L'Gzeira. Right, the whole idea of Lifnei HaToref is already a Gzeira, to say Almanas Atu Chutz, to say that we would apply that also after you have a kosher get written, after the Toref, that already would be too far removed. Tosfos says, on top, Avagav de Bechutz Pasal Afil L'Achar HaToref, Chutz is Pasal after the Toref. But that's okay, because it's chutz achar toref, atu chutz lefnei toref. That's only one step. But if it's amanas la'achar toref, which is atu amanas lefnei toref, which is atu chutz, so Tosfos says that we are not going to do. Last line of Tosfos, gzeira atu lefnei toref, lo gazrina, become akam, let's start earlier, lo gazrina be amanas atu chutz, to chutz achar toref, edo basalem min derabanan, gzeira atu lefnei toref. We're not goes there those two stages. We know the Rabbanan have power to make gzeiras, but they don't make gzeira l'gzeira, unless sometimes you find in the Gemara and the Rishonim, kula chad gzeira hi. What does that mean? Sometimes the Rabbanan will say you have to do both steps, because if you don't do both steps, then even the first step won't exist independently. The Rabbanan know that if you need a two-step gzeira, but not because A is aser mishum B and B is aser mishum C, but C is aser, and you need A and B to be able to protect from C. So that is sometimes that is done, but then that's not called Gzeira L'Gzeira. That's Kula Chada Gzeira. I mention often, I saw something last night that I haven't mentioned before, so fascinating shita. We know there is a machlokas Rishonim. What is the source for the koach of the Rabbanan to make Gzeiras? Where does it say in the Torah that the Rabbanan have the law, have the authority to make laws? Where? So machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. Right? To say that the Beis Din HaGadol, so there is a Chazal in Yevamos, the Rav Bar Tanura quotes this on the first Mishnah at Pirkei Avos, that what's the source of Asu Siyag LaTorah? Asu Mishmeres LaMishmarti. Right? Asu Mishmeres, the Mishmeres is the Torah, make a Mishmeres for my Mishmeres, so that is a source. Okay, that's a source for Gzeiras. What about Takanos? What about other dinim? What about Netilas Yadayim? What about Halal according to many? What about Chanukah? What about Purim? Where do they have that authority from? So that's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam very famously says the source is Lo Sasur. The Rambam says this both in Sefer HaMitzvos, he discusses this, and in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, he says the Rabbanan, to listen to the Rabbanan is, if we don't listen to the Rabbanan, we are violating the Isra of Lo Sasur. Do not stray, do not swerve from what the Rabbanan tells you, Yamin Usmo. And there's a Mitzvah Zaseh and a Mitzvah Lo Zaseh in Parsha Shoftim. That's the Rambam. And the Rambam gets most of the press in this sugya, and that is, according to the Rambam, the famous kasha that the Rishonim ask of the Rambam, if every Drabanan is really included in Lo Sasur, so then where do you ever have any distinctions in Halacha between Drabanans and Da'orisis? If Lo Sasur tells me I have to listen to the Dinim Drabanan, so what about Sabi Drabanan Lakula? What about other Halachas? There's Nemonis by a Drabanan and not by a Da'orisa. So where does that all come from? So many answers given to that. The most common answer, the Meshech Chachma and the Kiryat Sefer both say, no, Savi Drabanan Lakula is not a problem. Because when you do a Vadai, when you Vadai violate a Drabanan, that's when you violate, Vadai violate a Da'oraisa. But if you are misupik, if you have a suffik Drabanan, then it's built into the system. That the Rabbanan say, it's a suffik and therefore it's zero. It's not that there's a suffix, but it's nothing. There are buttons say. Only Vade Drabbanans are included in Lo Sasur, not Savi Drabbanans. Okay, but that's all part of the larger discussion of the Rambam. But the Ramban, who argues with the Rambam, he says, no, it's not Lo Sasur. Right? Lo Sasur is very, very limited. So then the question is, okay, Ramban, so according to you, what's the source of Dinan Drabbanan? Where does it say in the Torah that the rabbis have the power to make laws for all of Klal Yisrael? The Ramban says, it is no makar. The Ramban says, it's assumed, it's known, it's what Rebbe Elchanan calls Pashut Misvara. Pashut Misvara, Rebbe Elchanan in the Kutras Divrei Sofrim. V'tamar shel davar zeh, so everybody jumps on the Rambam, he's so mechudash. The Ramban is pretty mechudash himself. V'tamar shel davar zeh, Pashut Misvara. Tekivan she'onu roin, shahat Torah, he'richa b'davar zeh, yoser mechaveiro. We see the Torah talks about that the rabbis, you know, are you should listen to them. It doesn't say anywhere that they have the power to make laws, but it says that you should listen to them. So im kain, so obviously this is what the Torah wants you to do. Hu ritzono yisbarach. Hein kalin od yoser bidvarim shanamadim midrash b'torah shebal peh. It's different than Drashas Chazal. Learned that from the Yud Gimel Midos. But it's clear, you read the Torah and it's clear that that's what is needed. Also, you read the Torah and you see it's impossible to understand. And the Torah without the Rabbanan interpreting. But it's not only the Rabbanan interpreting, Dinim D'Oraisa, but it's even Dinim D'Rabbanan. He notes that there are different levels of the Koach of the Rabbanan, but that's the Ramban. Again, there's Torah Shevechzav, he has Midash Adar Nidrashas Bahen, and Dinim D'Rabbanan. That is the Machlokas. There is a Lundish question, though, that's discussed a little bit by the Rishonim, but really the Achronim branch out on it. And also, sorry that we've touched on before, but I don't think I've quoted this before. Conceptually, Isurei Durabanan and Isurei Daraisa, as we're talking here about Isurei Durabanan, Isurei Gavra, Isurei Chefsa, are the Isurim focused on the person or on the item? So many suggest, which makes sense if we think about it, Isurei Daraisa are Isurei Chefsa, and Isurei Durabanan are Isurei Gavra. Why? Because only Hashem has the power to create forbidden molecules and atoms and items. The rabbis can't say about a chicken cheeseburger, oh, this is inherently treif. Hashem didn't say it was treif, so how could you say it's treif? They could tell me not to eat it. They could create laws for normative behavior, but they can't change realities. But Hashem can. And that is the understanding of many achronim. Rabbi Yosef Engel and Asvin Daraisa Klal Yud. This is what I've read, the beginning of this in the past, but not the continuation. But he says, L'das achronim, the kol d'rabbanan hu ach agav, v'lo achef tzanicha. That's what it, that's on the surface, that's what you would say. But says Rabbi Yosef Engel, maybe it's not so simple. Maybe it's not so simple. And he quotes a Medrash Tanchuma, an amazing Tanchuma in Parshas Naso. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, Ner Chanukah, Shehosir Bashemen B'yom Rishon, Ma'al Lahalik Babashen. If you have leftover oil on the first night of Chanukah, could you use it on the second night? Yes. Ner Chanukah Shehosir Bashemen B'yom Rishon, most of Alav Kol Shum Alika B'yom Sheni. The most of B'yom Sheni, most of Shlishi. V'chein B'shar HaYomim, Aval Hosir B'yom Shmini, Osela Medura B'fnei Atzma. But if it's leftover on the last night, you gotta burn it. You can't use it for yourself. Lama, says the Medrash, Shkivan Shehukso LeMitzvah, Aser L'shtam HBimenu. The concept of Hukso LeMitzvah, so. That's part one of the Tanchuma. The very next line of the Tanchuma segues into the following. Lo Yomar Adam, Eini Mekayim Mitzvah Zakenim, Hov Eina Min HaTorah. I'm not following Dinim D'Rabbanan. Amar Lama Gadosh Baruch Hu, Banai, Eina Tam Rasham Lomar Kach. So the Medrash, on the first part of the Medrash, talks about the mitzvah of Neiris Chanukah, and then it goes right into, you better follow Dinim D'Rabbanan. As of Yosef Engel, why Dafka does the Medrash pick Neiris Chanukah as the one that is the model, is the prototype that you have to listen to the Rabbanan? So explains Rabbi Yosef Engel, amazing, in his classic Lashon. But in Leah's Daiti, he writes this in a column and a half. If you have Rabbi Yosef Engel, Asvin Daraisa, much encouraged to read it. Klal Yud. He says, we know, as we just said, Chefsa is Daraisa, Gavra is Rabbanan. But if that's true, I'm saying it very short. If that's true, you should say the principle of Huxa L'Mitzvaso only applies to Dinim Daraisa. That concept of Huxa L'Mitzvaso. How could that apply to the Rabbanans if all they're doing is telling me what to do? Right? Neiris Chanukah. They told me to light Neiris Chanukah. All of a sudden, it's not Chanukah anymore. We have a principle called Huksa L'Mitzvaso. Why should that apply to Dinim D'Rabbanan? Right? Only Hashem could create certain Yisurei Chefsa. The Rabbanan can't. The Rabbanan can only tell you what to do. But what must it be? The fact that we find by Isurei D'Rabbanan the principle of Huksa L'Mitzvaso, where do we find that? Neiris Chanukah and Sukkah. But Neiris Chanukah we find that Huksa L'Mitzvaso, Ve'ilan Rishus L'Shtamesh B'Hem El Rosa B'Vad, right, we say it in Neiris Halalu, which is a very, very old song going back to Masechta Sofrim before the Mishnah was written. So why do we have that? Ah, it must be, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, once the rabbis answer something, Hashem is maskim. And therefore, against. It's not just, Rabbanan don't have the power. You're right, the Rabbanan don't have the power independently. But we know the Torah gives the Rabbanan the authority to create laws. And once they have that authority to create laws, memelo, you can have Yisurei Chefsa even on a Rabbanan level. And that's why the Medrash picks Neiris Chanukah. It's not Neiris Chanukah. It's the principle of Huksa L'Mitzvaso, which applies to Neiris Chanukah. And that reflects the power, the awesome power of the Rabbanan, that you could even have Huksa L'Mitzvaso b'dinim d'Rabbanan, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maskim al yadam to create Yisurei Chefsa. And that's why the Medrash segues right into, you better listen to the Rabbanan. Don't think that you don't have to listen to them, because this Huksa L'Mitzvaso reflects their amazing power. And then he says, so realize this, Vidok ki ha'ara chadasha v'nechonahi. It's an important ha'ara that you should be aware of. The Tanchuma is telling me, Shaloto Markei, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu maskim al devrei chachamim, ve'es asher yirchaku heina hu meruchak be'emes mimenu yisbarach, ve'es asher yikrivu hu ha'karav ha'kadosh batzmuso mimenu yisbarach. And he quotes this, quotes others, he quotes the Shach and Yeredeya, even by Yisurei D'Rabbanan, you shouldn't let it's betamtem halev. There are other arayas to this as well. But once we talk about the Rabbanan, how do we get into this whole thing? We have a machlokas, Rabbi Zeira and Rabba, about the principle of gozering, Zeira l'gzeira, which at root is an issue of the Dinim D'Rabbanan. So that is a take-home Rabbi Yosef angle. Okay. Next Mishnah. Hare at muteres lakal adam. So man says to his wife in the get, you're mutter to all. Ella la'aba ulavicha. But you're not allowed to marry my father or your father. Ulach yilachicha, or brothers, meaning people who are already usser. So does that create a problem? Le'eved, you are hereby mutter to everyone except for an eved kenani. Ula'ovik ha'chavim, or to a guy. Ulachol mi she'ein la'alav kiddushin, or to anyone who you cannot marry, impossible, kosher. All of those lashonos are not called a shir baget because they're already usser. It's already impossible to marry them. Even if you wouldn't have made that condition, all of these people do not have tfisas kiddushin, so that is why we say that even if you wrote that, it is not called a shiur, there is no problem. The Chazanish points out, it is a little bit of a, you are adding on something, because some of these are chiyuve kares, and you're saying, basically, you are mutter to everyone except for so-and-so, so regarding so-and-so, regarding your father, we're still married. So that's Eishes Ish, that's Mises Bezdin. So you are going up from Kares to Mises Bezdin by certain ones of these, but that's not, the Gemara is not, the Mishnah is not bothered by that little Ha'ara. The discussion also about Eved. Is the Isser of Eved Kenani an Isser Da'araisa or not? So Avni Miluim discusses. That could be an Isser D'Rabbanan, but once it's Usser, and there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, so then that's good enough, even if it started off as an Isser D'Rabbanan. But Lamaisa, the message of the Mishnah is, if they're all going to be Usser anyway, and you're not adding anything, that is not called a Shiur. Second type of case. Hari Amutaras L'chol Adam Ella, you're mutter to everyone except for Chai Ve'Lavin. Ella Almana L'Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutza L'Kohen Hedyot, Mamzeres V'Nesina L'Yisrael. Right, which means Amana the Kohen Gadol, meaning he's divorcing his wife, but theoretically she would be able to marry a Kohen Gadol. No, Amana the Kohen Gadol. So what is he saying? You are still married to me, Legabe Amana the Kohen Gadol. So he is bumping Amana the Kohen Gadol is not Chayvi Misa. So he's saying you're an Eishes Ish Legabe that Grusha Bechalutz of the Kohen Hedyo. What does that mean? He's divorcing his wife anyway. So the Ramban and others say no, he must be divorced from beforehand. From earlier. Maybe this is his second marriage. And now he's divorcing. So he's saying, no, you're not a grusha legabe. No, he's a grusha from before him, but he's keeping her an Eishes Ish legabe that iser. Grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot. Chalutz is always thrown in, even though it's only drabanan. Mamzeres v'nesina li Yisrael. Bas Yisrael l'mamzer l'nosin. Ulachal mi sheyesh l'olav kiddushin. All of these, as we know, do have tfisas kiddushin. If a person were trying to marry these people, they would be married, but it would just be living in sin. But with his shi'ur, he is now saying that he's an Eishes Ish l'gabe, these people. So afilu baveir apostle. So that is a shi'ur baget, and that's why it would not be an effective get. Nesinim are always an issue. Who are the Nesinim? The Gemara tells us in Maseches Yevamos there were different stages of gzeira of the Nesinim, and there's a machlok as we've shown him how to understand that Gemara. Right, that's the nation that came to Yeshua and pretended to be from far away, and they were close, but already in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu they existed. Something happened in the days of Moshe, in the days of Yeshua, in the days of David, right? Because David HaMelech was gozer further on them. Why? Because they did not show any rachmanis by Shaul's descendants. They took Shaul's descendants even years later and killed them. And David, that's what David said, rachmana by shanam v'gomel chasadim, or mitos of a Jew. They don't have them, so he was gozer more on them. So root machlokes. Was there a gzera of avdus here, or was there a gzera of chasnus? Is there an Issa D'Araisa to marry the Nesinim? Are they included in that? So Rashi, Machlokes, Rishonim, Stir and Rashi. Rashi, right here, says it's a D'Araisa. Rashi on the Gemara says Nesinim. Ika lav delos eschatin bam. It's an Issa D'Araisa. Rashi, at the beginning of Elon Aris, Ksubis Chavtes, he says it's an Issa D'Rabanan. Gotta know how to put those two Rashis together. But other Rishonim say it's all D'Rabanan. The only D'Araisa is Avdus. Right, other Rishonim say maybe it's the difference between the first, earlier generations, the later generations, many different opinions, a big topic about the Nesinim. Okay, but we'll continue. So says the Gemara, each line of the Mishnah had a sum-up line. Ula call me. So klala deresha la suye shar chayvi krisus. The first line includes all chayvi krisus. Do not represent a shi'ur. Klala de seifa la suye shar chayvi lavin. And the klala de seifa represent all other chayvi lavin, which would have tfisas kiddushin. Boy, mine, rava me, rav nachmin. Now, for the rest of the yomid, we're going to have other cases. Are any of these considered shiur baget? Or is it considered a full cut. Chutz mikedusha katan mahu. Somebody says, you are hereby mutter to everyone in the world except for marrying a five-year-old. Right? Kedusha katan mahu. So mi amrinan hashta mi ala bar havaya. Do we say, well, right now this katan can't get married. So there's nothing being excluded from the get, so it is a good get. Right? Because she can't marry a katan anyway. O dilma asila chalavaya. Or do we say no? Kedusha katan might mean anyone who's a katan now, but maybe in 10 years from now, you know, that person, that man will be able to marry her, and now he's excluding. So maybe it is a shiur. So amar lei tani tu up. So we learned it in a brisa. Says, what's the brisa? Ktana miskareshes b'kiddushi avia. A ktana can be divorced from kiddushi avia. What does that mean? If a father marries off a daughter, mida oraisa, and then the father dies, the daughter can accept gerushin on behalf of herself, even though she's a ktana. But wait a minute, so she's breaking a marriage to oraisa herself. Am I? Why should she be able to accept gerushin? V'habina v'yatza v'haisa, don't we always compare kiddushin and gerushin? And it is impossible for her right now to get married on a daraisa level, right? She has no more father. All she can hope for is kiddushe miyun. Right, so if she can't get married on a daraisa level, you should say she can't get divorced on a daraisa level. But what do you say? Ella asila chalavaya. Why must it work? Because we say she is in the parsha because she will be able to get married. Right, that's enough for viyatsa v'aisa. So achanami asila chalavaya. So here too asila chalavaya. So therefore, it would represent a shiur baget, and it would not be a good get. Period. Chutz min hanoladim. What if he says, except for people who will be born? Right? So is that good? You can marry your mother to everybody except for people who will be born. So mau. So what's halacha there? Hashtami alois yalid. Do we say, well, they're not born yet, and therefore, you know, it's not considered a shiur? O dilma asidi dimis yaldi. Or do we say, no, well, they're going to be born, so therefore, maybe it is called a shiur. Stop for a moment. There's an interesting machlokas between the Me'iri and the Chasam Sofer. The Me'iri says, in our case, we're only talking about a woman who is pregnant. Where he has in mind, specifically, a pregnant woman, that's where there's a discussion of maybe, oh, she's going to have the baby. So that's where you would say, this is the Shaila. Ratzalomar says the Me'iri, She'esha mu'uberes, u'mishayir bashlo tinasi lo'oso uber hadavar safik. That's the Shaila. Because Shema Me'acher Shelo Ba La'olam Eino Shir, Taha, we'll get to Goy in a few minutes. O Shema, that's different, but here, Kaimi L'Sayude. U'me'ata Machmirin Ba, V'yira Li, and the Me'iri says, Shem Ein Kan Mu'beres Sheyomar Aleha Kein Bifrat Eino Shir. If you're not talking about a specific pregnant woman, no Shir. It's no Shir, because what? In the world, of course there can be people in the world born, but we're not talking about that. V'chein yirali, that's the Me'iri. The only suffix is about a specific mu'beres, but other than that, it would not be even a shayla. Chasam Sofer says, maybe he didn't have the Me'iri, exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. If you say a specific pregnant woman, then there are so many sveikos that this is not going to be a problem, then for sure it's not going to be a suffix. Maybe it's going to be a miscarriage. Maybe it's going to be a girl. Maybe, there are other sveikos. Ubevade lo avishir. Right, that's not a shir. Mi yemer de lo tapil. Mi yemer de tolet zachar. Mi yemer sheyobo lechal havaya. If you talk about babies in the world, there are going to be babies in the world that are going to live, that are going to be boys. So the suffix is only in general, not a specific mu'uberes. Machlokes, Chasam Sofer and the Me'iri, what's the case of the Gemara? So the Gemara says, Chutzo chuzman noladim. So what is it? Do you go by right now or do you go by the future? So Amar Lei Tani Tua. Well, didn't we learn it in our Mishnah, in our Mishnah that we just had? Le'eved lo v'kochavim. Right, what do we say? Eved and Akum, Goy and Eved, are not called a Shiur. So, Im Isa, but one second, if you're worried about the future, that the baby will be born, Eved Rovikachavim Nami, Avidid Megairi. So you should say Eved and Akum are also Shiur, because maybe they will convert in the future. Maybe they'll become Jewish. So, you're not worried about that future, you shouldn't be worried about the baby's future. So Gemara said, no, there's a difference. Hanach Lavli Igiyure Kaime. A goy or an eved kanani are not omed to become Jewish. Hani lis yelude kaimi. but pregnant women generally have babies. And therefore, there's a big difference between the case of the Eved and the Akum and the case of the Leida. Yes, we know hashkafically that a ger, he has the nitzos HaKedusha, and when he converts, you know that maybe his neshama was at Har Sinai, but it's a little difference between the natural process of birth and the natural process of the unnatural process of gerus, right, which is not something that happens so often. Next, chutz mibal achosa mahu. You're mutter to everyone except for the husband of your sister. Right, so what's the issue? That's the only one of the arayos that changes after death. We know mother-in-law, all other arayos, wife's daughter, all of them, even if the wife dies, there's still an isser. Except for Achos Isha. No, that's the only one of the arayos in Achrei Mos Kedoshim, that if a man is married to a woman, right now he's usser to marry, a man can marry two women, but he can't marry his wife's sister. But what if his wife dies? Then he's allowed to marry his wife's sister. It's the only one that changes. So what if he says that here? You can marry everyone except your sister's husband. Mahu. Hashtami alochas yaleh. Well, do you say, well, it's not a shiur, because right now it is usser, and therefore it is a good get. Odilma zimnim to mesach chosav achaz yaleh. Or do we say, no, maybe in the future it might happen. Mutter. Armalei tani tua. Same raya as before. Le'evet lo v'gachavim. Evet lo v'gachavim namia v'idid demagairi. Right? Geirus. So you say Geirus is less probable than Leda. What about Misa? Gemara gives the same answer. Geirus. Lo shchicha, Misa shchicha. Misa is still more shchiach than Geirus, and therefore there would be no raya. There would be no raya from Geirus to Misa, so we leave it as a question. Chutz mizinu sayich mahu. What if a man says, you're mutter to everyone, but not b'derach znus? Which again is adding something. Why? Because if an unmarried woman is bezana, there's no chi of misa. But if she's an ashes ish legabe znus, so then maybe that is a shir. Benisu and halo shir. Do we say, well, in terms of marriage, he wasn't mishaya or anything? Oh, dilma shir bebiya. But always mishaya regarding a maisabiya, he considers himself herself an ashes ish. So amalei tani tua. Again, to try to bring a raya from our Mishnah. La'abu la'vicha, it says, father, your father, my father, that is not called a she, or uba my, ilema b'nisuin, abba v'avicha b'nisuin inu. Are we talking about, he has marriage in mind? So that's not an issue. Are they b'nei nisuin? So ela lav, biznus. It must be he's talking about znus with the fathers. Ula abba ula vicha hu delo shiur. And the Mishnah specifies only regarding fathers. That's where it is not a shiur. Hala acha shiur. Maybe it would be called a shiur regarding others. That's what we're medayik. The Gemara says no. There's no raya that the Mishnah is talking about znus. Dilma benisuin da'avar v'insif. Maybe it's talking about you're not allowed to marry your father. Maybe it's talking about that. And that is where it is not called a shiur, but the diak is about marriage, but znus we know nothing about. Rav Yashiv says right here, he thinks that this line of the Gemara is a raya to the Sefer HaChinuch. Which Sefer HaChinuch? The Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Vav. Machok has shown him. The Sefer HaChinuch notes, if I go over to my sister and say, Hari Amukudeshas Libetabazu, so in Isser Kares, that's a Maisabi is an Isser Kares. Is it Aser Daraisa to be Makadesh in Isser Kares? So the Sefer HaChinuch says, yes. The Sefer HaChinuch says, you can't even marry. Try, even though it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Mitzvah Reish Vav, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Mikom Makom. Ha'osa mischayev ha'osa b'hen ma'ase kiddushin. Sha'atorah amar lo sikach umash b'loshe kiddushin. V'af agav di'im avar v'lakach klomar shekidesh lo mahanilei. Klomar she'ena l'kuchaso l'shum davar. V'ena tzricha mimenu get. B'komakom nischayev b'kach. That's a crucial Sefer HaChinuch to know about. The Minchas Chinuch here points out that the other Rishonim are against it. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Din zeh lo matzasi b'rambam. She'yehei osur l'kadesh chayvei krisus. She'en kiddushin topsim b'hem. No. I know this by Chayvei Lavin, right? Chayvei Lavin, where there is Tvisas Kiddushin. If a Kohen goes over to a Grusha and is the Kaddisher, he's accomplished something. So you could say that's Usser, but here he hasn't done anything. He's trying to, it's like he's being, trying to be, what, would the Chinuch say this by a man goes over to a monkey and tries to marry a monkey? Would it be the same thing as marrying one of the Arayos? Right, the Chinuch says it by Chayvei Krisus. You have to know whether there'll be a limit or not. But the Rav Yashiv says, it sounds like from here, Avar V'insav, by a father, it could be that this is a raya to the Chinuch. Weiter. Chutz mishalo kedarka mahu. What happens if he says, your mother to everyone except for being involved in a biya shalo kedarka? Mahu, Kedarka Holoshir, do we say, well, in terms of the normal Maisabia, he didn't leave anything out? O Dilma, Meshkeve Ishaksiv, what do we say? No. In terms of Isure Arayos, Kedarka and Shalok Kedarka are the same. Good. Now we get up to a couple of questions, and there is Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand all of these questions. Let's read them. Well, it's about Hafara Sedarim, Truma, and Yerusha, meaning powers that a husband has. So, two versions how to understand this. Some Rishonim say that all these questions are, you are mutter to everyone, but I'm keeping these powers. You could still eat Truma from me. I can still be made for your Nadarim. I'm still Yoresh you. That's one way to understand that. Is that called a shiur if he keeps power to himself? And that is how the Rambam understands all of these Ibayas and the Meiri. And Tosfos talks about one, but maybe he understands all of them. Or other Rishonim say no. That what he is saying is, you are mutter to everyone as long as he doesn't have. He's preventing the power in the new husband. Not that he's keeping the power for himself. So that's how the Ritva Niksav Yad. That's the question. If he keeps or he prevents the future. Rashi, interestingly, splits. Rashi says, in the question about Nedarim and Yerusha, he says, I'm keeping the power. Truma, what if he divorces? I'm going to ask that. Your new husband, if he's a Kohen, cannot be ma'achil you the Truma. Right? Which Tosfos doesn't like that one because she's a Grusha anyway, and if it's a Kohen marrying a Grusha, she's an Ifselis Babia. But interesting, Rashi splits in these questions. Either way, okay, now let's read them. Chutz me'afaras edarayach, except for afaras edarim. Right, again, which either means I keep that power or your new husband won't have that power. Mahu, b'nisuin haloshir, do we say, well, in terms of marriage, it's all, he didn't leave anything out. O dilma ishai kimen of ishai firenuksiv. Or do we say that is part of marriage? That's part of the rights of a marriage. Chutz mitrumaseich, mahu, leaving out your power of truma. Mahu, b'nisuin haloshir, o dilma kinyan kasboksiv. And again, all of these are part of the definition of marriage, and therefore you can't leave it out. Chutz miYerusha Seich Ma'u b'nisu and haloshir odilma l'sheiro v'yarasho saksiv, which by the way sounds like Machlokas Rishonim whether Yerusha Sabal is daraisa. Sounds like it's daraisa from that line. Chutz last line mikidusheich b'shtar ma'u. You can marry anyone you want as long as you do it through kesef or bia. You can't through it through kidushei shtar. Mi amrino and afshar to makadish la b'kesef or bia. Do we say well he left open avenues to get married? Odilma no v'yatzav haisa. And therefore, this would be a problem, Teku. So all of these, for now, go unanswered. Okay, again, there's a lot of details on those few lines. Look at Rashi and Tosfos here in the Rambam, but we'll continue. Says the Mishnah, Gufo Shoget, Harya Mutar is the Chaladam. The Iker part of the Get is the line, you are Mutter to everyone. Rabbi Yehuda Omar, Rabbi Yehuda, says the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah is, he's moded that this might not be gufo shel get. Rabbi Yehuda says you also have to write the following: v'don diyavi lechi minoi. This shtar is what you're taking from me. This is what is divorcing you. This shtar. Don't think this shtar is just a raya. This is the mechanism. V'don diyavi lechi minoi. This is what you have from me. Sefer tiruchin v'geres shivukin v'get peturin. All that mean a document of breaking limahach. For lehisnasva to allow you to go and marry lechol gvar diititzvayin to any person that you would want. Anybody know what? That's the Rabbi Yehuda's addition. Gufa, and that is a shtar. That's the gufa shall get. The Tosfos read here notes. What do you mean? What about her name and his name? And that's not gufa shall get. So the Tosfos read says, well, you can have a case where you don't need that if the man wrote his own get and is giving it to the wife in front of Edom and says, here is your get. So then maybe you don't have to write his name and her name because he wrote it. I wrote it in first person. So maybe you come up with a case. But generally you do have the names as well. Why the three different Lashonos? Sefer Tiruchin, Igeres Shvukin, Get Peturin. The Tiferes Yisrael says, he works it out, Sher Ksus Va'ona. Right? I'm breaking all three Chiyuvim that I have. The Tiferes Yisrael, Sher Ksus Va'ona. Or if you look in the Gra in Parshas Kiseitse says it has to do with also three obligations. Ishus, Beinola Veina, Mizonos, and Maisi Yadayim. So he works out how these three Lashonos are connected to those three. Ishus, Mizonos, and Maisi Yadayim. Either way, it's the three Lashonos used. Gufa shall get Shichur. The Gufa get Shichur of freeing a Eved Kanani, Hare at ben Chorin, Bas Chorin, or Shifcha Kananis, Hare at ben Bas Chorin, Hare Alba Atzmacha. You could use either of those Lashonos. So Pshita, there is a problem here, just to, interesting note, the Rambam writes, based on a Tosefta, you're not allowed to write a get in two different languages. It's gotta be in one language. It's gotta be in one language, you can't split. So ask everybody on the Rambam, what about our Gittin? We have this line of Rabbi Yehuda, which is Aramaic, and you have Hare Amudar Sachaladim, which is Hebrew. So, how does that work? Hebrew and Aramaic. So, some say, maybe Hari Meir Zachal Adam is just written, Labasova is not really part of it. But the Ramah is a tshuva. Kuf Chav Tes. Ramah is a tshuva where he says, no, beautiful. Aramaic and Hebrew, one language. One language. You have it in the Torah. Yagar Sadusa. Right? You have Shai Mikra Vachat Targum. It was given at Arsina. He goes through, but it says Aramit and Ivrit. It says it's all considered halachically one language. Okay. Even though the Gemara is Mechalek, the angels don't understand it. And okay. So, Pshita, Amar lo le'ishto hari at bas chorin lo amar v'lo klum. That's meaningless. Tell you to your wife, right, you are free. She was never a slave. Hari lo amar lo le'shivcha so hari amitaz l'chal adam lo amar v'lo klum. So you can't flip. Amar lo le'isha hari ala atzmecha mahu. You are for yourself now. L'gamri ka'amar la. Does that work? You are completely for yourself. Ola malacha karmar la. Or is he just saying that I have no longer rights for your malacha, but he's not divorcing her. Amalei ravina l'ravashi tashma. Tetzan. The Mishnah says, guvo shall get shichar hariat batzchorin hariat la'atzmecha. So that lashon works for a shifcha. Uma avda dekani le gufe. If an eved where you have a real hold on, ki amalei hariat la'atzmecha kani gufe. But if you say that, she's kona her own guf. Isha de lo kani gufe lo kol shekein. So an isha who you have less of a hold on, surely it should work. So interesting, the Gemara could have answered, no, it's not a question of stronger or weaker, it's a question of different. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara assumes here that it's a kol shekein, that language would work. Amalei ravina l'ravashi, amalei la'avdo, ein li esek b'cha mahu, I have no esek in you, does that work for shichrur? Amalei rav l'rchanin l'ravashi, v'yamri l'ravchanin mechozna'a l'ravashi tashma. The brisa we had earlier. Back in the fourth parak, Titania Hamocher Avdola Ovik Chavim Yatzalacherus. Remember this knas? Somebody sells their evit to a guy, he goes free, but you need to redeem him. But sorry, get shichrur mirabarishom. You still have to give him a shtar shichrur. Amr Reb Shimon Gamliel Bamedvar Mamurim. When do you have to redeem him and still give him a shtar shichrur? Shalokasa v'lav ono. If you didn't have an ono attached to the sale to a guy, avakasa v'lav ono zeo shichrur. But if you had an ono, so then that itself is the shichrur. My ono. What is an ono? Amr Reb Sheshes. The kasevle. Well, you wrote to him l'kishetivrach mimenu ein li esek pacha. If you run, when you run away, I have no asek. So you see, the lashon of ainli asek counts for shichrur. Period. Rabbi Yehuda Omer v'don di'avi lichim inoy sefer druchim v'ger shivukin. But my kamiflagi, what's the machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda? Why does the Tanakam not require the line, and this is divorcing you? Rabbanan sabri yadayim sheni mochichos havin yadayim. Rabbanan hold that if you have a yad sheni mochiach, which means it's probable, but it's not 100% clear, having yadayim, that still is considered clarity. V'yavagav de lokasav lovedon, even though you don't say, and this, muchacha milsa, it's clear, to b'hai gita kamagari shla, it's clear that that's what you're using. V'Rabbi Yehuda Savar Yadayim Sheini Mechichos Lo'avin Yadayim. No, it's not so clear. V'Taim at the Kasav Lo'avin done. Only because he wrote, and this, D'muchach HaMilsa, it's 100% to Bahai Gita Kamagari Shla. Avalo Kasav Lo'avin done. If you didn't write that, Amri, people might think, B'dibur Agirsha, really, you're divorcing her. B'dibur V'shtara Raya Ba'almahu. And that's why you need to write it. Yadayim Sheini Mechichos is obviously a large topic. Mostly in Masechet Nedarim and in Kiddushin. But again, there are chilukim between different categories. If something is 100% clear, that's called the Yad Mochiach. There's no machlokas. Here, it's pretty clear. You're giving a document that says Haria Muteres, but it's not 100%. So that's the machlokas Tanoim here, which is also a machlokas Amoraim there, elsewhere. But those are the different categories. Okay, a couple of spelling issues. Amar Abaya. Hi, Mantakas of Gita. If you're writing a get, lo lichto vidain. Don't put the yud in there. Demashma vidain, with vidin, which sounds like, and the halacha is the din, ela vidan, and this. without the yud. V'lo lichtov igris, when you say on top, when you write igris shivukin, don't write it with a yud. Damash be'igris, which can mean a roof, right, an igra. Ela igeris, right, write it without the yud. V'lo lichtov limahach, and don't write that with a yud. Damashma li mehach, which can mean to me from now on, which sounds like the opposite of gerushin. V'lo lichtov limchach, make sure the hey looks like a hey and doesn't, it's not a ches. Damashma kichucha, because maybe that means chucha, like a joke. D'yis-yah-huvyin, d'yis-yah-tsvyin, tlasa, tlasa yudin. Each of those words have three yuds in it. D'mashma, t'hevyan, v'tsatsvayin. Right, it's that when she wants, and when she wants to go be married, that is in her, it's in her ballpark. It's in her, she can do whatever she wants. V'lorche levav d'seiruchin, make the vav of seiruchin a little longer. V'lavav d'shivukin, d'mashma, because if you wouldn't write that, it would look like terichin v'shivikin, and that's also, that would sound like, you know, general divorces and sendings out, and not that he's specifically sending out this woman right now. So make sure it's a vav and not a yud. V'lorche levav d'kadu, d'mashma v'kadi. Right, make the kadu, meaning right now, make it a kadu, don't write it short, which might mean kadi, which means nothing. Which means for nothing, right? Kadi means nothing. V'lo lichtov li'isnasva, and maybe don't write li'isnasva demashma lo yisnasva, don't have the aleph in there, which might be read, she can't get married, ella, make it have a hey. Ella lehisnasva, have the hey in there, that would be better. And finally, ibailu, be'inan v'dan, olo be'inan v'dan. When he says, v'dan, you should have this, so is it, do you need it? Meaning, Rashi, second wide line, halacha k'reb Yehuda o k'rabanan. Right, do you need that line or not? So, tashma, de'iskin rava begiti, ech planya bar planya, patar v'sarach yas, plunisa inse, so-and-so divorced his wife, so-and-so, dehavis inse min kadam dana, who's been his wife forever, miyoma dana ul alam, from today he's divorcing her, and for the future. V'ilu v'dan lo kamar. And Rava doesn't say v'dan here. So where it says, Ula tamei kulu mika amar, does it say a lot of the other things that have to be written in there? Elo b'inan achanami b'inan. He didn't say everything, right? He just mentioned certain points in his Iskin Rava, but really there are other things as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But we'll continue with Gimel Gein Psulim, Daf Pei Vav, getting back to Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir and other issues that come up at Hashem on tomorrow's Daf. Okay, we'll stop here.